Well, it's only that day of the week again. It's Thursday, everyone's favourite day, according to the MeWe chat. And we've got a bit of a show for you tonight. The first show of June, and today's date is the 3rd of June. This is the Truth, Honour and Integrity Show. My name's Thomas Williams. Enjoy the show. Hi all, welcome to the Truth, Honour and Integrity Show. And this show is brought to you by Common Sense. Co-sponsored by non-John Hopkins Math. Free of voyeuristic pets. A free show full of relevant information and truth delivered by a tiny man who curiously disturbs many so-called Elites and alt-media people to boot. Not bad for a tiny man. The opening song line says, I love the feeling in the air, my kind of people everywhere. All are here at THI. And yet we exist in a world that for years many parents, media and government warned children not to do drugs, as you have no idea of the hidden dangers to your health. Now the same three, plus the health departments, are telling you, and in some cases forcing you into taking drugs you have no idea what is in it, or the potential side effects, all delivered by vaccine companies with impunity. What a bizarre world they have created for themselves. Millions of conspiracy theorizers all lining up for their experimental jab when they have no illness or symptoms. And what's worse is that it's so deadly. You need a swab into your brain to test if you have the world-conquering disease, when a simple swab of the mouth will suffice. No, people contort their face to look like Japanese kamikaze pilots and wait for the microchip spear to pierce their brain. A world where trusting your own immune system is now declared a radical act. Many adverts for vitamins, drinks and other supplements to boost your own immune system, they say. But when you rely on your own immune system, they now deem that an irresponsible, radical act that borders on domestic terrorism. Because rest assured, that title will be rolled out soon. A non-vaxxer is a domestic terrorist and deemed as threatening and evil as white people. Ain't that right, the Pentagon? All jokes aside, this is destroying many families up and down the country, and that is painful to see. Families torn apart all for the desire to fit into a safety government-issued box, when the box was themselves and 99.997% immune by themselves. We in the alt media have mentioned in great detail the UN Charter of deleting most of humanity by 90% or more, and declared them, rightly so, as evil. But in the past 12 months, millions of people declared martial law on themselves, deleted their own businesses and jobs, walked around like the masked crusaders, and thinking they are safe. Safe from what? COVID, they will reply. Do you have any proof it exists? And who or what keeps them safe from themselves is the two questions back. their governments, media and agencies aligned with militaries in some cases are firing people with jabs. That's why they call them shots. The shot heard around the world has a whole new meaning. If analysing it in a non-personalised way, are those people worth saving? If their wishes to ruin their own lives, jobs, businesses and homes all by themselves in a free will world, should we intervene with their choices? In a non-personalised way, are they a loss to humanity with that level of stupidity aligned with willful ignorance, running about like trained automatons, aligned with the most childlike thinking we have ever witnessed on a mass scale? The real pandemic is rank stupidity, zero thinking for themselves, people all led by their god, the television. Television is people inside a box. Sounds like host possession to me. To lie in vision is the correct term. In overview, that animated box will lead many people into their own permanent boxes at social distancing depths. And what is bizarre is the people themselves selected it. You can't save people who are not prepared to save themselves. A mistake which makes you humble is much better than an achievement which makes you arrogant. Right, let's get into the show. I'm witnessing many protests around the world ongoing currently. And in some cases with vast numbers attending them. And viewing some of the videos briefly, I saw a pattern of frequency emanating through the protesters of inner strength. Inner strength protests have more impact than outer strength protests. And all are comfortable standing together in a dignified manner for a common cause, and that is pleasing to see. Let's keep it rolling. They are on the run and we must continue to chase them down without violence or low vibrational confrontation. I'm going to give a shout out to Karen Brewer, New Zealand, for calling it as it is. And she, like myself, praises the common law groups, but declared them useless in the current format. And here, in her words, is why. We have filed and signed petitions, sent letters, affidavits, done rallies, and it has got us nowhere. And I agree 100%. And this is why I call for an actionable law group to work with political activist groups. And I will leave you with her comment. Taking a piece of paper to a gunfight is stupid and pointless. And she also echoed my call for non-violent, non-compliance actions. Now, I had another busy week this week, up and down to the community village, with more members from California and Texas. And yet again, it's great to see how easily and smoothly we all got along. And like last week, I kind of exploded their heads a bit with some information, some of which is in the shows and some not. Two more are now interested in moving, and with more coming here in the next 2 weeks, well, we are expecting that to grow. Now, whilst viewing the village on Monday, Amy and I took the opportunity to look at a second village, this time in Colorado, that is a bit more green than the New Mexico one, and the view is equally pleasing on the eye. Now, we are looking into it currently, being a potential eco-village with eco-friendly homes at a very affordable rate. But it would require some time and funding for the infrastructure costs. Now, should we get the go-ahead, I will arrange a Zoom call to discuss the merits of that project as well. Now, the only issue with that is it is at 7,500 feet above sea level, and growing seasons are short as the air up there, which is a key part of the eco-village concept, but the scenery and location are beautiful though. Before we get into the news, I am aware of a breakaway group in the midst of the THI communal gatherings, and I ask the common sense question, how is dividing the group helping humanity? That doesn't help me or us. I know all the names, and I'm asking you all to reconsider your stances. United we stand, divided we fall. I was alerted to a brief video this week after one guy got the vaccine, and every time he goes near a phone or the TV, Bluetooth connects him and turns on the TV or phone. Oops. And it comes up on the TV as connecting with AstraZeneca CHAD-OX1-5. Now, further studies need to be made of this before this is a full confirmation of what I warned of in the Clowns in Panic show 3 years ago. We warned of technology. We warned of Robert David Steele's OSS group creating technology to hook people up to their phone, which is why he said the people will become the intelligence. And he stated he wanted to give all people phones at a cost of $4.5 billion to create the network. And what I'm asking now is, do you understand his terminology now? The people will become the intelligence. And this is why I warned all the agencies, militaries and governments, they are going to replace you all with this system. Agencies will be defunct as the people are the intelligence. Governments defunct as they want a central government of pre-selected clowns ran out of Jerusalem. Military defunct as all warfare will be cyber and robotic. Hello, McFly, in any of those departments. How many warnings do you require before you come and speak to us and formulate a better plan for us all? Yes, you lot, the generals. Wasn't the only person this week to call you out. And yes, they will try to seduce you all with titles, promises and pieces of paper with numbers on, that once they fully roll out their digital, hello digital wallet people, system will become worthless. Can you not see the writing on the wall? And this is to create the new AI in the sky, as it all goes into the cloud. You become the cloud, you become the intelligence, you become the spy, and welcome to your new AI sky cloud god. That was the god that you never prayed to, you were preyed upon. I might add. as many rise from the shock, but it's only a shock as people denied themselves the truth. This is a report from the UK. The Black Lives Matter movement has been a disaster for the UK. We imported an American culture war and made race relations worse as a result. Pro-BLM activists, academics and MPs have set back the cause of anti-racism. Oops. Just as we forecasted, the rise in racism is because the people are too stupid to realise they are being played over and over again. You wish to know why we have racial division? Well, here, right on cue, is an example of their lies. Exactly 100 years ago this week, Tulsa, Oklahoma, saw one of the biggest race massacres in American history. But for years, very few people were talking about it. Greenwood, known as the Black Wall Street, was one of the most prosperous, predominantly black areas in all of America. It wasn't one of, it was the. White or black. And the report says racial violence broke out on May 31st, and by the morning of 1st June 1921, an estimated 300 black people had been killed, with the Greenwood district devastated beyond recognition. That was a lie. They lie. The real story is it was way more killed, and it was all done by the US military, as we covered in the From Russia With Love 4 episode. And it's shameful the government are now using this now for an agenda when they were responsible for the deaths to begin with. And it had nothing to do with white extremism and everything to do with the clown agendas. And if you don't believe me because I'm white, well, I'm a lot more tan these days. Go and check out Dane Calloway's YouTube site. It tells you all about your black history, and all of it was based on a lie. The remains of 215 children, some as young as 3 years old, were found at the site of a former residential school for Indigenous children, a discovery the Canadian Crime Minister Justin Trudeau described as heartbreaking on Friday. Now, the children were students at the Kamloops Indian Residential School in British Columbia that closed in 1978, according to the Tkemlups Nation. I hope I said that right. Probably didn't. Which said the remains were found with the help of a ground-penetrating radar specialist. And we had a knowing in our community that we were able to verify, said Chief Roseanne Casimir in a statement. And at this time, she said, we have more questions than answers. Now, Canada's residential school system, which forcibly separated Indigenous children from their families, constituted cultural genocide. And there was a 6-year investigation into the now defunct system found in 2015. Now, the report documented horrific physical abuse, rape, malnutrition and other atrocities suffered by many of the 150,000 children who attended the schools, typically run by Christian churches. Well, I never. On behalf of Ottawa from the 1840s to the 1990s. And it found more than 4,100 children died while attending the residential school. Now, the deaths of the 215 children buried in the grounds of what was once Canada's largest residential school are believed to not have been included in that figure and appear to have been undocumented until the discovery. Trudeau wrote in a tweet that the news breaks my heart and it's a painful reminder of that dark and shameful chapter of our country's history. You're as fake as a glass eye, Trudeau. Just saying. In 2008, the Canadian government formally apologised for the system. Indeed. I don't believe this is new news. We covered this in our show in detail with Kevin Annette at least three times, and the first being back in 2014. And one has to wonder, why now? Is it because Prince Philip is dead? Because he was involved in it. Him and Queenie took at least 10 children from their home and never returned them. None have been seen since. Now, a witness to that case was William Coombs. And by a quirk of fate, he was treated by my ex-girlfriend. And she declared he did not die of the reasons posted on his file. Some of the treatment he was getting was not conducive with the alleged condition. And it appears to the Common Sense Brigade that William Coombs was murdered to shut him up. But this is another victory for the so-called conspiracy theorists. I guess we were right again. Now, some people don't like Kevin, and some don't. Some people like Kevin, and some don't. And personally, I don't care if Kevin has aliases or whether he's legit or not. I do care he highlighted the Kamloops genocide and others, and it has led to it being highlighted and now outed in public realms. So much so that the BBC decided not only to cover this and place their usual we didn't know and spin shit, but they also covered the Fauci emails, where they went to great lengths to cover Fauci's back when clearly the man is guilty as hell in his own words within the emails. And here is the BBC response to Fauci's emails. And it's also shameful. And we need to find out where this woman resides and call her out publicly. No nastiness or threats required, please. Analysis by Tara McKelvey, BBC White House reporter. She said Fauci's emails are like a Rorschach inkblot. What you see in them reveals more about you than the inkblot, or in this case, the emails. For Trump supporters, I know in small Kansas towns and other rural areas, Fauci is a villain. He broadcasts conflicting messages about the virus, these Republicans say, and twists science. And they also say that he undermines President Trump. Hey Tara, you're a complete jackass. The emails proved he lied. They proved he gave conflicting evidence and he did twist the science. But that's all Trump followers' fault? Seriously? Are you incapable of basic reading skills? Or are you a puppet reading scripts for MI5 and MI6? Please go and get a new job, as you're clearly not qualified as a reporter. Dr. I Don't Give a Fauci lied to the world and the BBC also. And the point is, you are traitors to humanity, and the people will remember your actions when the hammer falls. Remember the story recently about we will not be able to eat meat, coming from Biden, Massman, and Bill Gates. Well, here is their cover story right on cue. The world's largest meat processing company has been targeted by a sophisticated cyber attack. Computer networks at JBS were hacked, causing some operations in Australia, Canada, and America to temporarily shut down, affecting thousands of workers. And the company believes the ransomware attack originated from a criminal group likely based in... Do I really have to say the word? I suppose so. Russia. The White House said. Yeah. Also predictable. And the attack, they said, listen closely, could lead to shortages of meat or raise the prices for consumers. Just like the gas cyber attacks, all an excuse to create scarcity and increase prices. The problem is, when will the people see through their illusion games? Off to China next. President Xi Jinping launched a campaign in 2018 with the slogan Sao Hei Shu, meaning sweep away black and eliminate evil. And after 3 years, the initiative concluded last year, and China's legislature, which is convening this week, will likely hail the campaign as a smashing success, because nearly 40,000 supposed criminal cells and corrupt companies were busted, and more than 50,000 Communist Party and government officials punished for abetting them, according to official statistics. And now Beijing is signalling it will continue elements of that campaign. Now, it's all very interesting and a job well done. But one does have to ask, was this part of the faction wars? And what is missing is, has he dealt with the Kuomintang element yet? Off to Mexico now. And ahead of this Sunday's elections in Mexico, and since September the 7th of last year, at least 89 politicians have been assassinated as drug cartels and criminal networks do everything to put pressure on voters and elected officials. And the mayoral candidate, Alma Barragan, did a Facebook invitation, which ended up becoming her last appearance. Last Tuesday, Alma Barragan, the mayoral candidate in the violent city of Moro Leon, was assassinated shortly after broadcasting live on Facebook. There was no event, instead she was shot at the scene by an unknown perpetrator. So this weekend is time for midterm elections in Mexico, and the country's government has described the election as the largest ever, with 500 federal members of the lower house, 15 governors, and several thousand mayors to be elected. But the concern is, when the polls close on June 6th, it could also turn out to be the bloodiest. Are these the type of people we are letting through our southern border? And this next story links in nicely. The Biden administration on Tuesday denied several Republican lawmakers access to a Drug Enforcement Administration border facility in El Paso, Texas. A delegation of 12 GOP members of Congress were physically restricted from entering the El Paso Intelligence Center during a visit to the southern border. Now, the lawmakers have reportedly attempted to gain access to the facility for weeks and have been rebuffed by the masked man and his government. The GOP lawmakers accused the Biden administration of interfering with their constitutional duty to have oversight over these facilities that are paid for by taxpayer dollars. And the Republican Brian Babin said, "All I can say is I don't know what they have to hide." You should have listened to our show then. We've been telling you for years. But for some reason, we were not allowed in. And he said, "I can only imagine what it is that they want to hide and not show." No, you can't. The very representatives of the American people that have oversight over this facility, that fund it and that authorize it, what don't they want us to see? Indeed. Again, we warned of this unfolding in November last year. The criminal element that run the DNC, with seemingly various agencies and the DOJ in tow, and one has to pray the children are somehow protected by other non-rogue elements. Drug-sniffing police dogs from around Virginia are being forced into early retirement as the state prepares to legalize adult recreational, as in recreational, use of marijuana on July the 1st. I guess Langley will be opening up a shop there then to raise more funds for black budgets, even though they deny ever being involved in anything of a rogue nature. The most common line over there is the CIA was not involved, and repeated by their PR division called the Pinocchio Department. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush has announced a bid to serve as the Lone Star's state attorney general. Bush is the son of the former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, the nephew of former President Idiot Bush, and the grandchild of psychopath, evil, dark overlord George Herbert Walker Bush, who passed away in 2014, actually. And he said, "I'm proud to announce I am a Republican candidate to be the next Texas Attorney General," Bush said in Austin on Wednesday night. Seriously, do we need another Bush in our midst? Hire him? No, fire him. Then the burning Bush would be more apt, would it not? Amazon customers have 1 week to opt out of a plan that would turn every Echo speaker and Ring security camera in the US into a shared wireless network. I'm going to repeat that. Amazon customers have 1 week to opt out of a plan that would turn every Echo speaker and Ring security camera in the US into a shared wireless network as part of the company's plan to fix connection problems for its smart home devices. Yeah, right. The proposal, called Amazon Sidewalk, involves the company's devices being used as a springboard to build city-wide mesh networks that help simplify the process of setting up new devices, keep them online even if they're out of range of home Wi-Fi, and extend the range of tracking devices such as those made by Tile. how sidewalkers come under fire for the apparent lack of transparency. Well, I never. With which Amazon has rolled out the feature, as well as the limited time available for users to complete the tricky process required to opt out. Other critics have expressed concerns that failing to turn the setting off could leave customers in breach of their internet service providers' terms and conditions. It's not anything we didn't warn of. Incoming Mossad director David Barnier on Tuesday gave a threatening speech against Iran, alluding to potential future assassinations of its nuclear scientists and attacks on its nuclear facilities. Isn't that a declaration of war? And nobody says anything. The Iranian nuclear program will continue to be met with the full power of the long arm of Mossad, Barnier said. We are very familiar with the different components of the nuclear program, and we are very familiar personally with the officials involved in it, because it's some of their own agents is why, and also with the officials who direct them. And the Mossad chief said that Iran is acting even at this very moment to realise its nuclear vision under international auspices, using the nuclear deal and without it, with lies and with concealment. Iran is more advanced than ever towards developing weapons for genocidal destruction. Touché, Mr. Barnier. And he said that the spy agency would undertake a mix of operations and the use of advanced technologies, which is likely a reference to cyber attacks amongst other capabilities to keep the Islamic Republic in check. And further, he said that Israel would not be passive simply because the majority of the world was willing to look the other way on Iran's nuclear program. The majority of the world has chosen to look the way at Israel's nuclear program, I might add. Again, this is childlike. We can have a ball, but you can't, so only we can play. What a pathetic. And he said, we will not act according to the idea that majority rules among the nations, since that same majority will not be stuck with paying the price for their mistaken evaluation of the threat, as reported by Yediot. In the 1990s, Israel sold nuclear weapons to Iran. In 2021, they wished to bomb Iran for having nuclear weapons. Does that make sense? Right on cue, the pity party is rolled out as night follows day. As the world watched fighting rage in Israel and Gaza, American Jews endured an increase in anti-Semitic attacks on a scale not seen during previous Middle East conflicts. Experts say it's too early to tell if the high-profile assaults, including a daylight brawl in New York City's Times Square, point to a trend, or are a part of already high levels of such incidents seen across the country in recent years. Violence and harassment targeting American Jews broke out coast to coast amid the 11 days of fighting between the Israelis and the Palestinians that ended in a ceasefire on May the 20th. Now, incidents included outdoor diners in Los Angeles who were physically attacked by a group carrying Palestinian flags, violence against Orthodox Jews in New York City, which is home to the largest population of Jews outside of Israel, and Nazi imagery posted on a synagogue in Alaska this week. Those people posting Nazi images given to them by the media are as stupid and ignorant as it gets. Nazism was created against all people, including the average Jew, by Jewish elites. National Zionist, N-A-Z-I. And pro-Palestinian protests and anti-Jewish vandalism at synagogues have also been documented in Illinois and Florida. The reality is, people around the world need to have a reality check. Stop attacking the ordinary Jewish people and go after the high-profile ones. Not with violence, but campaign against them. If you wish a target in New York, try Eli Weasel. Weasel by name, Weasel by nature. Jared Kushner, Kissinger, the Soros Foundation. I could go on. Picking on the ordinary Jewish people is not the way to go about it. To the Jewish people, you are not the chosen ones. Period. Or your alleged God would have saved you in the last 80 years. Realize there is an enemy within your midst who say they are Jews, but they are not. And the greatest thing the Jewish people can do now is throw away your religious books and your persecution will be over. Come and embrace the rest of the world and you will find many who will support you, including most of the goyim, as you are told to call us. Then we can all realize we have the same problem and we can all work it out with just a little. The P word. Patience. A lot of Americans struggle with that word, as I've noticed. Right, some COVID BS now. As Italy demands more and more members of their society to be compulsory vaccinated. Remember, Italy was ground zero for the bio-warfare weapon known as COVID, as we revealed in Exposé 7, The Shadow Underworld. As Oxford, UK, has now set a stall out to ban all smoking in that town by 2025. Now, why would they do that? Because Oxford developed the COVID vaccines along with AstraZeneca. And as per our recent report has proven, smokers are more immune to COVID than non-smokers. Oops. Nice try, Oxford. But we the people are onto you now. And one hopes your boat sinks like the Thames boat race. Because after all, you are all a bunch of tough-nosed cocks. Just saying. Here is a report from a member. 94.9% voluntary joined the COVID-19 vaccination program here in Denmark. I can hardly turn anywhere anymore without hearing people talk about taking the jab or asking when it's your turn. Apparently, I'm part of a 5.1% minority here. And great, please celebrate that. What they do in their stupid world is their problem, not yours. Britain plans to drop COVID-19 passports as a legal requirement for large events, according to the Daily Telegraph on Sunday, and the UK officials are working on the review into COVID-19 status certificates, believe there is no chance the law will be changed to mandate their use within the UK. It's not a case of it's finally balanced. It's not going to happen, according to a government source speaking to the Daily Telegraph, and says everyone says it's a dead deal. Also in the UK, hospitality venues are struggling to fill thousands of job vacancies, according to an industry body. The UK hospitality says waiting staff and chefs are in particular demand as COVID-19 restrictions continue to ease. And it's called on the government to stick to its plan to lift all COVID restrictions in England on June 21st. The solstice. You think that's a coincidence? Nah. The simple solution here is for you to look after your staff better and not using them in a high-risk social experiment or turning them into a pincushion. Perhaps you may get more staff that way. Right on cue, with 18 days to go before the lockdown ends, here we go. There are signs the UK is in the early stages of a third wave of coronavirus infections, a scientist advising the government has said. Professor Ravi Gupta from the University of Cambridge, who is just about as stupid as Oxford, said, although new cases were relatively low, the Indian variant, perhaps he's the variant, with a name like Ravi Gupta, he probably is the Indian variant, had fueled exponential growth, he said. Really? And he said ending COVID restrictions in England on the 21st of June should be postponed. The Environment Secretary George Eustace said the government could not rule out a delay to the planned lockdown easing. But business leaders have warned of the harmful impact of any change to the proposed dates. Again, just as predicted, it will be wave after wave. And it's gone from the Mexican wave to the COVID wave. And the reason being is because they can't work out how to return to normal without the bots realising it. I said in May last year, only the rise of the people will end the lockdowns. And that is still the case. According to a doctor who cites a brand new peer-reviewed research study out of Japan, he said they made a mistake. They thought the spike protein was a great target antigen, only to discover it is a toxin that can travel to many organs of the body, causing severe damage. And worse, the spike proteins generated by mRNA vaccines don't stay in the shoulder muscle, but spread to the brain, heart, and ovaries. And he also said they also know that the spike protein is what causes the damage with COVID. And now it is clear how it is causing so much damage in other parts of the bodies of the vaccinated. Back to the BBC. who are the biggest fact-checking clown organization, who stated with great veracity about the need for the lockdowns, test kits, social distancing, and the vaccines. Yet, this week, in a sense of huge irony, although it is very sad for the family and her friends, Lisa Shaw, a BBC presenter, 44 years of age, died from a blood clot after having the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine, her family say. The BBC have blood on their own hands now, just saying. The latest approved jab in the UK is by a company called Janssen. Now, Janssen started out in Hungary in the 1930s, has undergone 8 name changes since, but the constant since 1961 is it is a subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson. The names change, but the program remains the same, just like another particular group. Maybe they are one and the same. Another piece that came out of the BBC. It said this. About 60,000 people in the UK would test positive for the coronavirus, which is up from 54,000 people a week earlier, according to the latest ONS estimates. Why is that significant? Because most people would miss the word that reveals in that short piece. So what is the key word? Would. It said about 60,000 people in the UK would test positive for coronavirus. Would means it has not happened. It is a forecast and not a real event. Oops. A professor at the renowned, oh my God, I wouldn't call them that, John Hopkins School of Medicine, advised Americans recently to ignore guidance from the CDC due to the public health agency's puzzling refusal to recognize natural immunity from previous infection. Now, Dr. Marty McCurray, who also serves as a professor at the Bloomberg School of Public Health, suggested that 150 million Americans, or about half the country, likely are already have natural immunity to COVID-19 due to having been infected with the virus and then recovering. $150 million natural immunity. I would double that, personally. Yet despite that staggering figure, McCurray lamented the fact that the CDC, in concert with the Biden administration officials, have neglected to recognize the reality of the situation. Instead, previously infected individuals who decline being vaccinated are routinely demonized by health officials who insist virtually all Americans must be vaccinated before normal life can resume. Normal life. Now that is a laugh. But herd immunity has already been reached, argued McCurray, citing up-to-date vaccination and infection data to suggest that 80 to 85% of Americans are currently protected from the virus. 85%. And he said, I never thought I'd say this, but please ignore the CDC guidance. And he advised Americans to live a normal life unless you are unvaccinated and did not have the infection, in which case you need to be careful. Oh my, at last some common sense from John Hopkins. Or are they doing a PR job? I wonder why. Some other items to cover, and a word of warning from one of our members. Everyone needs to open the dashboard on their email accounts, Yahoo, Gmail, Hotmail, etc., and uncheck all the tracking features that monitors every single move you make. Hence the way those ads pop up when you've just looked at one thing in a search. Now the hidden search feature is a joke because the dashboard in all search engines have multiple avenues of tracking your every move. And she requested to remove them to reduce tracking your every move. It's not just only in apps that track your moves. Also on your phone's dashboard for the same account that has a different feature dashboard. And there you go. These next two pieces add fuel to the fire of you can't bring pieces of paper to a gunfight. And it said this. Yes, I can officially confirm the US Armed Forces and Allied Forces are inside the Sovereign Republic of Canada. One. The opening of your province territory hinges solely upon the completion of the work being done by the US Armed Forces, Allied Forces within your province territory. Two, it has nothing to do with vaccinations and percentages nonsense. The Parliament and legislators are not part of and will not be part of the Sovereign Republic of Canada's government structure. The national capital of the Republic of Canada is Victoria, BC. Canada Revenue Agency, an agent of a foreign monarch, will not be part of the Sovereign Republic of Canada's government. There will be zero personal income tax in the Sovereign Republic of Canada. The Republic of Canada has funds at the Vatican. It is now under the Republic's control and guarded by the White Hats. It will be repatriated to the Republic of Canada, and the message was, hold your wine and beer. Oh dear. The message was from Romana DiDullo, Head of State and Commander-in-Chief of the Sovereign Republic of Canada. And the opening to this piece said, hello everyone, here are itemized notes to keep you in the loop. Her words, not mine. Keep us in the loop indeed, Ms. DiDullo. Some of us have had enough of time loops, gate loops, and internet news loops. And this is another of these internet pop-ups claiming all kinds of titles, making all kinds of promises, none of which has brought any benefits to we the people. And the height of irony, citing that they are going against the monarch, which is valid, but then stating they will use another monarch's named place for their capital, Victoria. Do these people not think? Hello, McFly? Victoria, oh dear. And here is another one. It's like 2014 again. And as Karen Brewer said, it is pointless taking a piece of paper to a gunfight. Case number 4:20-BK-40375. United States Corporation Company. Florida Northern Bankruptcy Court. The case title, United States Corporation Company operating as the US government. And the court was Florida Northern and Chapter 11 involuntary, and the judge, Karen K. Specie, was filed in October of 2020. That case was dismissed, closed, no ADI. Debtor disposition, dismissed for other reasons. Case manager Anne Laritz. Bankruptcy petition 20-40375 KKS, which was filed on October 14th, 2020, reopened on the 8th of January 2021, terminated on the 25th of January 2021, and the debtor dismissed on the 2nd of December 2020. Now, the alleged debtor was the United States Corporation Company, who are registered in Florida under five different tax ID EIN numbers. But they were also cited as, which is the only reason I've put this in, because it is of interest, doing business as Corporation Service Company. Now, this was a company set up in 1899 by Josiah P. Marvel. And CSC is the world's leading provider of business, legal, tax and digital brand services to companies around the globe, they claim. From keeping your business in compliance and streamlining operations to protecting and promoting your brand online, like a stock, we use our expertise and personal approach to help your business run smoother. And then they said, we are the business behind business. Indeed, sounds like the hidden hand to me. We are the trusted partner for 90% of the Fortune 500 and more than half of the best global brands, Interbrand, nearly 10,000 law firms and more than 3,000 financial organizations. Headquartered in Wilmington, Delaware, since 1899, we have offices throughout the United States, Canada, Europe, and the Asia Pacific region. We are a global company capable of doing business wherever our clients are, and we accomplish that by employing experts in every business we serve. Except there are no experts at that level, only clowns who think they know stuff. Also doing business as, there was five of them, under the United States Corporation Company, CIS, Coastal International Security Inc. Now, CIS appear to be some mercenary-style group who do contract work and provide armed and non-armed services, including one major contract for protective services for 14 NASA facilities, which was subject to a court case where CIS took the government and Wackenhut services to court. Also doing business as China Teletech Holding Inc. Yes, you heard that right. China Teletech Holding Inc. is an investment holding company that does not have any business operations, they claim. The company explores opportunities to acquire business in both China and the rest of the world, and China Teletech Holding was founded on March 29th, 1999 and headquartered in Guangzhou, China. Here comes common sense questions. Prepare yourselves now. I know how viral it can get. One has to ask, is that not a national security issue? Or does that only apply to cover up the crimes of the CIA and their ilk? Number four, doing business as China Telecom, America Corporation. China Telecom America is the largest foreign subsidiary of China Telecom Corporation, advancing trans-Pacific enterprise connectivity by serving customers with an end-to-end suite of locally based custom design communication solutions deployed over our leading Tier 1 network infrastructure, connecting the Americas with China and over 110 countries and markets worldwide. China Telecom, China Teletech. So where are they located? Hendon, Virginia, just like CIS. Funny that. Yet again, is that not a national security issue that the United States Inc., operating as the government, is now in part owned by two Chinese-based companies? Doing business as Fifth Florida Living Options, LLC, and they appear to be a senior living front group. And that was what was filed in court. I added the bits of background to the different companies. And it all sounds so interesting, just like the last piece. And yet again, it went nowhere. And this was filed by another claimer by the name of Roger Allen Moore, spelt with an E on the end. Or Raj Amexum Moore, with no E, Rafa L. And it appears to be one of the Moors, who are alleged to be Muslim, and indeed it's now considered a derogatory name for Muslims. But scratching the surface, these are the Jews that fled Iberia and came to America, the Moors, as Finkelstein indicated. And perhaps their real label was Don May, who we covered in the From Russia With Love series. Though Miami and Los Angeles are commonly regarded as the twin cradles of crack, the first government-financed study of cocaine smoking concluded that it was actually born in the Bay Area in January 1974, after comedian Richard Pryor nearly immolated himself during a cocaine smoking binge in 1980, the National Institute on Drug Abuse hired the UCLA drug expert Ronald Siegel to look into the then unfamiliar practice. Now, Siegel, the first scientist to document crack's use in the United States, traced the smoking habit back to the 1930s, when the Colombians first started it. But what was being smoked south of the border was a paste-like substance called Barce, which, when read, is base, but it's pronounced Barce. And that what they found was it was very different from what the Californians were putting in their pipes, even though they called it the same thing, free base, but it was actually free Barce. Now, Barce was a crude, toxic laden precursor to cocaine powder, and on the other hand, free base, or Barce, which later became known as crack or rock, was cocaine powder that had been reversed engineered to make it smokable. And when San Francisco Bay Area dealers tried recreating the drug they'd seen in South America, Siegel learned that they'd screwed it up. When they looked it up in the Merck manual, M-E-R-C-K, yes, the pharmaceutical people, they saw cocaine base and they thought, well, that's it. But it wasn't Barce. They mispronounced it, misunderstood the Spanish, and they thought base, or Barce, was cocaine base. Now, the base described as in the Organic Chemistry Handbook was cocaine powder separated from its salts, a process apparently easily done with boiling water and baking soda, and it was an immediate, if unintentional, hit. People were wowed by it. They thought they were smoking Barce. They were not. They were smoking something nobody on the planet had ever smoked before. And using the sales record of several major drug paraphernalia companies, Siegel correlated crack's public appearance with the appearance of base-making kits and glass pipes for smoking it. And the sales records zeroed in on the Bay Area. And he said, we were able to show to our satisfaction that they were directly responsible for distributing the habit throughout the United States. Wherever they were selling their kits, that's where it started getting the clinical reports, and it all started in Northern California. Now, his groundbreaking study was never published by the government, purportedly for budgetary reasons, Joe writes. And Siegel, who said he grew concerned that the information would not be made available to other researchers, published it himself in an obscure medical journal in late 1982. Terrible. And this is your government in action. But coincidentally, there was a series called Dark Alliance, written by reporter Gary Webb. And he reported that a San Francisco Bay Area drug ring sold cocaine in the South Central Los Angeles and then funneled profits to the Contras for the better part of a decade. And the series traced the drugs to dealers Danilo Blandon and Ricky Ross, who are leaders of a, quote, CIA-run guerrilla army in Nicaragua, unquote. So, like the Iran-Contras, the Nicaraguan Contras was created by the CIA. Throw in the FARC guerrillas and MS-13 and you begin to see a bigger picture. Now, the Seattle Times ran the series The Dark Alliance on August the 22nd and 23rd back in 1996. And the reports at the time sparked widespread anger in the black community towards the CIA, as well as numerous federal investigations into whether the CIA took part in or countenanced the selling of crack cocaine to raise money for Contras. The investigations never found that the CIA had any link to drug dealing. Oh dear. Message to the CIA. Do you throw the banks or chuck the banks? I see you. But that's a common theme there. The CIA was never involved in anything bad according to official records. Just like Operation Condor, or the Majestic 12, or the P2 Lodge, and the list could go on. Why? Because they created an act that would cover up all their bad behaviours called the National Security Act. Well, what is interesting to note is that it was a pharmaceutical company manual of Merck's that created this drug craze. And the reality is all of those types of drugs, when requiring mixing, originated in pharma, agency and military labs for the purpose of raising money for black budgets and to run agendas on the people. But it said earlier, widespread anger from the black community. Is that not passing the buck? Nobody forced people into doing drugs. It was a personal choice to do so. And blaming anyone else is dissolving your own responsibility and something all too many people partake in. And that is something we must all change. If only the black and any other race showed widespread anger against the criminality of their own in their own communities, we may finally raise the levels in all of our communities and get rid of the many ills in all races and colours. Smoking crack. Yeah, crack for crackpots. Just saying. Before the music break, this is something that the THI Granny Nappers have been working on for about 6 weeks now, and I thought I would highlight it. And this is what they all worked together on and came up with. On behalf of all humanity of Midgard Earth, we now recognize, become aware of, block and remove all programs, manipulations and agendas of mind control, programming and frequencies that have been and are currently controlling any and all people. Any attempts to dominate, manipulate, create divisiveness, disengage people through isolation, social distancing, hive-minded group thinking, and implanting thoughts and or emotions that are not our own, with the outcome of disorienting and controlling our actions that are not for the highest good of humanity, are now permanently and completely stopped. We now block, stop, and render all negative and dark manipulations useless on all frequencies, timelines, and planes, past, present, and future, and out of time. All control tactics targeted against humanity, which have malevolent intentions, are now deflected and returned to those agents which are knowingly or unknowingly engaged in these attacks. Humanity now has a healthy and balanced awareness of these control agendas, which allows for instant detection of all attempts to coerce or manipulate, including but not limited to mind control, isolation, and or inciting violence and or war. Let this awareness spread throughout humanity and a greater understanding of the lies and actions taken to control humanity spreads to all. Humanity from this time, space and frequency through the all now states, affirms and commands an immediate and complete cessation of all of the aforementioned manipulations. We the people are now ready, willing and able to assume responsibility, accountability and sovereignty for all of our actions and choices. These intentions now manifest on behalf of all of humanity for the greatest and highest good of all. Good stuff. I'm asking you all to repeat that. And to all our members and people in the alt media, it is time to remember, you are the voice. Right, where are we going next? An expose. And we're going back to the UK. I'm going to pause a few seconds because certain people listen to this show that don't like the contents. And they're all wondering who's going to be next for the firing or chopping block. Hope you're enjoying the wait, as I am. Just saying. GCHQ is the next in line. Is an intelligence agency based in the UK, where according to their Twitter website, our brightest people bring together intelligence and technology to keep Britain safe. Clearly, they are comedians as well. Keep Britain safe. Surely you jest. On May 2021, the European Court of Human Rights ruled that GCHQ's methods for bulk interception of online communications violated the right to privacy and its regime for collection of data was unlawful. So what are the origins? GCHQ was originally established after World War I, they were going before that, as the Government Code and Cipher School, GC, and CS, and was known under that name until 1946. So they were associated with the OSS group then. Now during World War II, it was located at Bletchley Park, which is the cryptography centre which later spawned the CIA and NSA, who also went on to creating the dead people's currency called crypto. The Joint Threat Research Intelligence Group, JTRIG, is a subgroup of GCHQ, and among the core self-identified purposes of JTRIG are two tactics. Number one, to inject all sorts of false material onto the internet in order to destroy the reputation of its targets. And two, to use social sciences and other techniques to manipulate online discourse and activism to generate outcomes it considers desirable. Now, citing documents released through the Snowden affair, Glenn Greenwald termed this group as extremist, and he cited documents showing their planning of deceitful strategies to discredit a target. So what type of activities did GCHQ get up to? Well, their 360 degree full spectrum bulk collection data system was constructed in brazen and arrogant defiance of Article 8 of the European Convention of Human Rights. And Britain's Parliament never debated or approved this massive construction programme as it would for any national infrastructure project. So, Britain's Parliament, like Congress, is about as useful as a chocolate teapot. Neither have a clue what is going on or what they're doing. So with this full spectrum data collection, every phone call, no matter the device, is recorded. Every image, website visited, personal details such as medical and financial records, contacts, in other words, everything private to you is no longer private. No shit, Sherlock. GCHQ were also involved in illegal hacking. In May 2014, Privacy International and seven communications providers filed a complaint with the UK Investigatory Powers Tribunal, asserting that GCHQ's hacking activities were proscribed under the UK Computer Misuse Act. And rather than face this legal challenge, and in apparent response, on June the 6th, just 1 month later, 2014, the UK government introduced a new legislation via the Serious Crime Bill to allow GCHQ, intelligence officers and the police to hack without criminal liability. Another example of pieces of paper to a gunfight. We find the loopholes and they close them back into the Mobius loop. Now, it consulted the Ministry of Justice, the Crown Prosecution Service, the Scotland Yard Office, the Northern Ireland Office, GCHQ, the UK Police and the National Crime Agency, but did not inform Privacy International until May the 3rd, 2015, when the new law entered into force. A 2017 legal verdict by Justice Floyd, Justice Sales and Justice Flow for GCHQ against Privacy International decreed the Investigatory Powers Tribunal cannot be held subject to a judicial review under active laws unless the Secretary of State personally intervenes. That's what happens when you go into their courts. So I did some digging into the justices. Justice Floyd, Sales and Flow are all Inner Temple Bar Crown agents. Inner Temple. And it's a bit like Langley and Massard then. Make the rules up to suit them accordingly, ignore existing rules, and when challenged, write new ones or cite national security. GCHQ was involved in massive surveillance. In 2014, The Guardian reported that documents provided by NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden about Project Optic Nerve showed that the GCHQ recorded millions of images from Yahoo web chats. And to avoid overloading their computers while recording streams of so many users simultaneously, they recorded one image every 5 minutes from the users' feeds. Now, Optic Nerve is a mass surveillance program run by the British Signals Intelligence Agency, Government Communications Headquarters, GCHQ, with the help of the US NSA, that surreptitiously collects private webcam still images from users while they are using a Yahoo webcam application. And as an example of the scale, in 1 6-month period, the program is reported to have collected images from 1.8 million Yahoo users' accounts globally. So GCHQ got help from the NSA. Why? Because the NSA was created by the GCHQ, and so are a subsidiary company. GCHQ, who are part of the original OSS, also created the CIA. OSS is the name of CIA agent Robert David Steele's company. Are you connecting the dots yet? GCHQ was also involved in tapping submarine cables. In 2014, again from the Edward Snowden files, revealed how GCHQ acquired taps on internet lines. And whenever GCHQ wanted to tap a new fiber optic cable, they called engineers from British Telecom under the code name Remedy to plan where to physically connect to the taps to the cable and agree how much BT, British Telecom, should be paid. GCHQ has internet data feeds from more than 18 submarine cables coming into different parts of Britain, either direct to GCHQ in Cheltenham or to its remote processing station at Bude in Cornwall. Hey Bude, don't make it bad. Take a sad script and make it better. Indeed. Bet not many people didn't know of Bude. You know about the Cheltenham one. So now we've just outed Hey Bude. Information sharing. GCHQ routinely shares information with other signatories as the UK-USA agreement, Australia, Canada, New Zealand and USA. And you know what that's for? Because that's all courtesy of the programme Echelon and the Five Eyes groups of voyeuristic clowns. And this agreement assists all member countries in circumnavigating or circumventing laws about spying on their own citizens. That's how they get round it. USA will spy on Australia, Australia will spy on Britain, Canada will spy on New Zealand, and likewise. Because they're not allowed by law to spy on their own. They just collect data from the other countries. GCHQ was also involved in commercial espionage when it intervened to prevent the sixth installment of the Harry Potter book series being leaked onto the internet, all of which reveals J.K. Rowling is one of them elitists and not a person of the people. In fact, her books revealed her dark nature and intentional use of spellcasting within that series. They were also involved in corruption. Jock Kane, a GCHQ employee for over 25 years with experience in many areas of the organisation, uncovered a range of corruption and bad practices, including poor security, and he blew the whistle. A senior civil servant from the Home Office, James Waddell, compiled a government report about his claims. Although finished in April 1979, it was never published. Funny, right? And Margaret Thatcher alleged to Parliament that Kane's allegations were unfounded, and as a consequence, Waddell hinted to a journalist that his report had not concluded that Kane's allegations were without foundation. In June 1980, an episode of the investigative television show World in Action titled Mr. Kane's Campaign, was dedicated to Kane's revelations and campaign for stricter security at GCHQ in Hong Kong. Who knew they were in Hong Kong as well? Oops. Well, more people know now. And the programme was modified after having been restricted from being broadcast by the Independent Broadcast Authority. And Kane wrote a memoir in 1984, GCHQ, The Negative Asset, which was confiscated by Special Branch and remains unpublished. Undaunted, he wrote a second memoir, The Hidden Depths of Treachery, which was also subsequently halted by an injunction served on the publishers Transworld Publications Limited. Now, the GCHQ internal material leaked by Snowden lists investigative journalists as a threat alongside terrorists and hackers for reasons that have not been explained. Investigative journalists are a threat. Oh my. The truth never fears investigation, GCHQ. They are said to be rather controlling, and Robin Ramsey, who's the editor of Lobster magazine, opined in an editorial, GCHQ works for the Americans. They must do, he said, because the British state no longer has the power to use the information GCHQ gathers. Wrong assumption and naive. Thinking they are connected to and operating on behalf of the British, because that is delusional at this point. GCHQ were also involved in the COVID-19. In April 2020, Matt Hancock bypassed scrutiny from the UK Parliament and gave GCHQ easy access to information from the NHS. Why did they do that? Because GCHQ was involved in a war to take out vaccine sceptics. In November 2020, GCHQ was ordered to wage cyber war on anti-vaccine propaganda and to take out anti-vaxxers online and on social media. And the focus of the high-priority covert operation is taking down hostile state-linked content and disrupting the communications of the cyber actors responsible. And there you have it. GCHQ stands for Global Clown Headquarters. And again, we ask the good people working in GCHQ to come forward and let's end this conspiracy, spying and voyeuristic group for the benefit of humanity. Indeed. Hope you're all ready. This next portion of the show is co-sponsored by John Hopkins Math. Get your fingers and toes ready. Now, this piece is in part a heads up to the research of Kevin Yockey and a presentation he did for us all in Texas. And it was brilliantly done in two parts of about an hour each. And I asked him after part one, would he expand on it? And he said part two is the expansion. After part two, I asked him again, would he expand further? He smiled and said, I don't think so. but comments within the presentation had made him look at it. A few days later, he said, "Now I know why you asked me to expand on it." And now he's busy with maybe part three, could be part four. And perhaps when time allows, and this is a big laugh to me currently, time allows, I've no idea how I got this show out. Kevin and Michael perhaps can do either a separate or a joint evening with Thomas and present some of their material and research. So, when we take a close look at creation, we see that everything is mathematically related. So even if one doesn't like maths too much in school, one cannot get away from that fact. And this next short piece is from Joseph Campbell, who had this to say in his book, The Inner Reaches of Outer Space, Metaphor as Myth and as Religion. And he said, some notion of the whole, profoundly conceived, macro, microcosmic import may be gained from a consideration of mathematics of the mythological and the actual cycles of the calendars of the rites of various ancient peoples. And he said, for example, in the Hindu sacred epics and Puranas, the number of years reckoned to the present cycle of time, the so-called Kali Yuga, is 432,000. The number reckoned to the great cycle, Maha Yuga, within this Yuga falls, being 4,320,000. Both of those numbers, when added, equals a 9. Now, unbeknown to Joseph Campbell, they are not Hindu. They are the Urs, Rus and Aryan texts. But Joseph Campbell is deeply religious and his work is very valid for the most part, but it's also skewed due to his religious background, and I will fill in my understanding of things from a neutral aspect during this piece. Campbell says, when reading one day in the Icelandic Eddas, Eddas, I discovered that in Othin's Wotan's Warrior Hall, Valhall, there were 540 doors, through each of which on the day of the wolf, that is to say at the end of the present cycle of time, there would pass 800 divine warriors to engage the anti-gods in a battle of mutual annihilation. 800 times 540 is 432,000. The same as the Kali Yuga. And Campbell asks, how is it that in the 10th to 13th century Iceland, the same number of years were reckoned to the present cycle of time as in India? He said, in Babylon there had been a Chaldean priest, Berossos, who circa 280 BC had rendered in Greek an account of the history and mythology of Babylonia, wherein it was told that between the time of the rise of the first city, Kish, which was later to become Kush in Ethiopia, and the coming of the Babylonian mythological flood, from which that of the Bible is taken, there elapsed 432,000 years, during which the antediluvian era 10 kings reigned. XI kings instead of VI kings. All appeared to have very long lives. 4,320 years, if each of them was equal, which is even longer than Methuselah, which was in Genesis 5:27, which had only been of 969. Now, when counting the begats of the patriarchs from Adam to Noah, and the first drop of rain came to 1,656 years. Is this any relation to 432,000? Now, Julius Oppert, a distinguished Jewish Assyriologist of the last century, in 1877, presented before the Royal Society for Sciences in Göttingen a paper on dates in Genesis, in which it was shown that in 1656 years there are 86,407 day weeks. 86,400 divided by 2 equals 43,200. Same numbers, just different zeros. And so it appears that in the book of Genesis there are two contrary theologies represented in relation to the legend of the deluge. Now the problem, and this is me speaking now, is which deluge? There was more than one. And forget the idiotic version of the melting ice. That would only generate 1 to 2 inches of increased water levels globally. That deluge added 400 feet. So where did it come from? As above, so below. It came from the firmament. Someone with technology, hello, Lord, dropped the firmament, and Noah and his reptile buddies knew about it in advance. The ark was in the sky, described as a boat on water. A boat is a ship, and the ark was a ship traversing the sky water, not the land water. Which is why NASA trains astronauts for space in water. The same composition is why. Campbell goes on and says, one is the old tribal popular tale of a willful personal creator god who saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and he was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man, whom I have created from the face of the ground, man and beast and creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. Genesis 6:5-7. The problem is, this is me, the Lord presented itself as God. The Lord was part of another race of beings determined to wipe out many beings in pursuit of assets and power. Campbell goes on and says, the other idea, which is in fundamental contrast, is that of the disguised number, 86,400. 864, which equals 18, equals 9. That was mine added. 9 is prominent, as we will find out. Campbell said, which is deeply hidden reference, the 86,400, to the genteel Sumero-Babylonian mathematical cosmology of the ever-revolving cycles of impersonal time, with whole universes and their populations coming into being, flowering for a season of 43,200 or 4,320,000 years, dissolving back into the cosmic Mother Sea, S-E-A, to rest for an equal spell of years before returning, and so again and again and again. Campbell said the Jews, it will be remembered, were for 50 years exiled from their capital to Babylon, 586 to 539 BC, when they were subject to Babylonian influences, so that although the popular exoteric version of their deluge legend is from the period of David's kingdom, the 10th century or so BC, the exquisitely secreted indication of priestly knowledge beyond that of a larger cyclic version of the legend, where the god himself would have come into being and gone out of being with the universe of which he was the lord, is post-exilic, as are also the genealogical datings of the Genesis chapter 5, which are so very nicely contrived to join the 600 years of Noah's age at the time of the flood to furnish a total exactly of 1,656. Same figures. And what Campbell is espousing there is, much of the Bible and other scriptures were written to fit in with the prescribed Jewish timeline. The point is, the Jews had no capital, only capital. Campbell then said, it is to be noticed, by the way, that 1 plus 6 plus 5 plus 6 is 18, which is twice 9, while 4 plus 3 plus 2 equals 9. 9 being a number traditionally associated with the goddess mother of the world and its gods. From my perspective, that's wrong. The number 9 is the number of completion and also the number of growth. Remember, Campbell is following a religious ideology. Now, some of this I explained to the California members about open and closed galaxies. An open galaxy will look like the figure 9, a spiral galaxy, which is also representative of the Fibonacci sequence, that then allows for growth. A concentric circle galaxy, the way I see it, is a closed to growth or stagnant galaxy. Campbell goes on, in India, the number of recited names in a litany of this goddess is 108. 1 plus 0 plus 8 equals 9, while 108 times 4 equals 432. In Roman Catholic Europe, when the Angelus tolls at morning, noon and evening, it rings 3 plus 3 plus 3 and then 9 times. allegedly in celebration of the Virgin's conception of the Saviour. The recited prayer at those junctures, the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Ghost, and the Word was made flesh, is in recognition of this miracle at the opening of the New World Age, Campbell said. I have an issue with that. A New World Age. Like the Kali Yuga, which is darkness, or a New World Order. And I know this is sensitive to the religious, but does the story Mary was conceived by the Holy Ghost make sense? Because that to me sounds like astral rape. Ghosts are in most cases the jinns, trapped between two or three planes of existence, desperate to feed on our energy, as they have no means of which to nourish themselves otherwise. Which is why I asked you to protect your energy and frequency. 45-55 works for that. Campbell goes on, in ancient Greece, 9 was the number of the Muses, patron goddesses of the arts, and they were the daughters of Mnemosyne, memory, the source of imagination, which in turn is the carrier of the archetypal elementary ideas to artistic realization in the field of space-time. Campbell says the number 9, that is to say, relates traditionally to the great goddess of many names, Devi, Inanna, Ishtar, Astarte, Artemis, Venus, etc., as a matrix of the cosmic process wherein the macrocosm or in the microcosmic field of manifestation. And he said the reason for the suppression of her image by a clergy interested in the claims only of a divinity heavily bearded, therefore, can be readily surmised, but why the same company of priestly doctors so artfully concealed in their document an unmistakable notice of their own knowledge of her power awaits interpretation. And he said the profundity and sublime majesty of the suppressed mythology can be appreciated best by way of 2 apparently unrelated clocks. 1, the ultimate clock of outer space, and the other of inner space. Respectively, the astronomical precession of the equinoxes and the physiological beat of the human heart. As above, so below, as within, so without. Now, regarding the first, Campbell said, the slow westward motion in the course of years of the equinoctial points around the beltway of the zodiac, the vernal equinox, for example, moving from the sign of Aries, where it had been before the birth of Christ, through Pisces, where it is now, towards Aquarius, where it will be in a couple of hundred years. I beg to differ on that theory. As I understand it, we're moving towards Sagittarius, towards the great G-matter cloud. And the second reason for disagreeing is it has left out one zodiac. More on that later. This complete cycle of the 12 zodiacal signs, Campbell says, is exactly 25,920 years, which term is known as the Great or Platonic Year. But if we divide 25,920 by 60, which is the ancient Mesopotamian SOS, or Basic Sesagesimal Unit of Astronomical Measurement, still used in the measurement of circles, whether of time or of space. 25,920 divided by 60 is 432. Moreover, 2 plus 5 plus 9 plus 2 plus 0 equals 18 equals 9. And he said, regarding the second clock, the inward clock, he had read in a popular book on physical education that a conditioned man who exercises regularly will have a resting heart rate of about 60 beats per minute or less. 60 beats per minute times 60 minutes equals 3,600 beats per hour times 24 hours equals 86,400 beats a day. 8 plus 6 plus 4 equals 18 equals 9. In another article, he said it was stated that the heart rests in between beats for 9 hours a day. And he said, it is strange that in our history books, the discovery of the precession of the equinoxes should be attributed always to the Greek Hipparchus from the 2nd century BC, when the magic number 432, which when multiplied by 60 produces 25,920, was already employed in the reckoning of major cycles of time before that century. Thank you, Joseph Campbell, for that piece. All interesting stuff. Now, the rest of it is my additional pieces. Have you still got your fingers and toes? And like I say, it's interesting stuff. And it brings in some of the things I've relayed in our shows. And the most obvious is, find the pattern, it always repeats. And not just in one field either. Like the one-on-one with the one, it applies in many ways and fields. And the key is to connect it to other fields. And more times than not, it will apply. Now, as for the one zodiac missing, this disrupts many of the sciences and is another example I have relayed many times of the 12 plus 1 with the one hidden. Now, in the past, we had a 13 month in a calendar year of 20 days each. So our year was 260 days, which means we were closer to the sun, and we moved. And then we had a leap of 60 days to 320 days in a year, and for some reason they added 5, which is unclear why at this point, and we went to 325 days, which then increased again to 360, which is the same degrees as a circle. 3 plus 6 plus 0 equals 9, which again, 5 days was added to the 365 days we have now, plus a quarter each year, and after 4 years, we add a day, which is called a leap year. But is it a 4-year loop year? What is a double loop? The figure 8. Now, the 8 plays a role in this next piece. Sometimes the 8 is added and sometimes removed. The Mayan calendar says 13,000 years. And that does fit in neatly with 13 zodiacs of 1,000 years each. 13,000 years is half a cycle. Was it added or taken away? 13,000 years is 1 + 3 = 4 and a loop. Half a loop. From 13,000 years we go to a full cycle of 26,000 years. 2 + 6 = 8. Double loop. But the figure earlier was 25,920, which is 80 less than 13,000. 8 + 0 = 8. Two plus five plus nine plus two plus zero equals 18, which equals 9. The Levishov theory of the day and night of Svarog was that it lasted 1,000 years, when it was actually 1,008. So an 8 was missing. 1 + 0 + 0 + 8 = 9. The music of the spheres, the great harmonic of the universe, is 432 hertz. 4 + 3 + 2 = 9. The Aldebarans and the Vril in league with the National Zionists changed our music frequency from 432 to 440, which is again a difference of 8. Why 8? Because it is a closed loop, designed to repeat like the New Age created Mobius loop that so many follow blindly without knowing its real intentions or implications. Now, in the Hindu text, it mentions the Yugas, which has varying ages. Yugas means ages. And the four sections of the Yugas relates to a four-level triangle, with four at the top, three on the next line, two on the next line, and one at the bottom, known as the Kali Yugas, which is the Dark Age. But that pyramid equaled 10. 4 + 3 + 2 + 1 = 10. And this got me thinking, because if you remove the 1, you are left with the 9 and the 3-level pyramid of the ages. 10 is the binary inorganic code of the computer and AI. So if you remove the 1 line, the numbers then would be 4, 3 and 2, which equals 9. But it could also be 3, 2 and 1. And when it's times by the main number of 3, the power of 3, 3 times 1, 3 times 2, 3 times 3, those numbers then become 3, 6 and 9. And you are left with the quotation from Tesla of, "If only you knew the magnificence of the 3, 6 and 9, then you would have the key to the universe." The great question is, was the 10th age added for inorganic growth called the Kali Yuga, the age of the darkness, which is an accurate description of the Kali Ma, the age of the dark mother, the hidden one, and why the churches leaves the mother out of their trinities, which is a 3-6-9 or a 1-2-3, to hide the dark ones they all worship to? All churches worship the dark mother. Now, 10 in the mirror is net. Net is a trap like a web. What is the web or into the net made up of? Ones and zeros like the 10 or net. In the series Stargate Season 3, it reveals a planet with amnesia that was done by a female called the Destroyer of Worlds. Now, the amnesia was the sleeping pods, which look eerily like the med beds. Just saying. The female Destroyer of Worlds, is that the Kali Ma in the age of the Kali Yuga? The Lilith, who was the Eve who fell, as above, so below. But you know what changed the Dark Destroyer of Worlds in that series? Human love. It is the antidote to many things once you find the frequency of it. It is not a visual, audible, looks or status-based event, as they are all external. It is the harmonic frequency that is internal of where love exists and resides. Our next journey into the figures 3, 6 and 9 involves brainwaves frequency and what is known as the solfeggio frequencies. So what does solfeggio mean? Well, it derives from sol and fa. Sol means sun, the meaning of fa is unclear, but it is the fourth note on the diatonic scale. Now, people will know or be familiar and may not know what's the diatonic scale, but you will be familiar with it. It is the do, re, mi, so, fa, la, ti, do. The vocal range we were all asked to repeat in schools during music lessons. I'm not sure whether that applies elsewhere, but that's what we were taught in UK schools. Probably not now. Don't teach jack shit now. But the so part had a silent L, hence the sol, fa, is the origin of the solfeggio sequence and also the frequency scale. Now these are the key frequencies and their fortes. 174 Hz, remove physical and energetic pain. 285, influence energy fields. 396, turning grief to joy, liberating guilt and fear. 417, undoing situations and facilitates change. 432, tone of nature and natural order. 528, transformation and miracles, repairing DNA love. 639, relationship with spiritual family. 741, awakening divine intuition. 852, returning to spiritual order. 963, promotes oneness. So where is the 369, you may ask? Well, 174, 417, or 741 equals 12, which equals 3. 285 or 528 or 852 equals 15, which equals 6. 396 or 639 or 963 equals 18, which equals 9. 432 equals 9. Now, solfeggio is used in the modern day for what is known as sight reading. And people in music literature commonly use the term sight reading generically for the ability to read and produce both instrumental and vocal music at first sight. The conversion of musical information from sight to sound. It's all about the frequencies, someone said. Now, some of the authors prefer to use the use of the more specific terms called sight playing and sight singing where applicable. And this differentiation leaves a third, more restricted use of the term sight reading for the silent reading of music without creating sound by instrument or voice. You're going to like the next bit. So many of you will have heard of solfeggio, and many of you have used it, listening to the beats and various frequencies. But solfeggio is also represented in hand signals, the most famous of which was used in a movie called Close Encounters of the Third Kind. The ET was using hand signals in accordance with the music, and that was the solfeggio hand signals for do, re, mi, sol, fa, la, ti, do. Speaking of ETs, this is a theory of mine, which may or may not be true, but perhaps it makes sense on a wider scale. So we take the numbers 3, 6, 9. We add the number 57 and a condiment company, and we will see if it makes sense. Man and woman is represented as a 6 and 9, just like the mutual sex act of the same number. And it's also represented as the yin and yang shape in non-human form. It forms the same shape when viewed at a distance, unless you are a voyeur, GCHQ, Langley or Mossad, and you want to witness the act. I digress. And the Heinz company came up with the brand Heinz 57, said to be the various number of pickles. But over time, it has become known as a mixed breed. And here is the description of it. One, a phrase used to describe anything that is made up of a mixture of things. Two, a mixed breed dog. So a mixed breed is a hybrid. If a child is produced from a 6 and 9 mix, it will produce another 6 or 9. But what is a 3? Does it exist? Is the 3 a hybrid, where only one of the 6 or 9 produces offspring from an outside source? Source being the pun. Is that child a 3 and subsequently a hybrid? Remember the EBE saying they were dropping off children in the four corner states? Well, they were hybrids. To complete the pondering, the numbers 5 and 7 equals 12, and so is a 3. An interesting tidbit about the Hines family is Henry Hines' paternal grandmother was Charlotte Louisa Trump. He was a second cousin of Frederick Trump, second cousin once removed of real estate magnate Fred Trump, and second cousin twice removed of the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump. Hines 57, Variety Hybrids. Perhaps the great question is, was Trump a hybrid Siakar? Here is another nine factor that has interesting connotations. They say that water is the source of life. What constitutes water? Hydrogen, which is number one on the periodic table. Oxygen, which is number eight on the periodic table. 1 + 8 = 9. Perhaps water is the source. Given organic humans are composed of 70 to 80% water, maybe that is the source spark. Next piece. Elements of the old banking system was made up of nines also. 1 + 8, 2 + 7, 3 + 6, 4 + 5, all nines. And the top stand alone number was the number 9, who was the trustee. And that is replicated in the front and back systems of the banking sector, and another case of as above, so below. Now that system is crashed now, and the new one was being developed in a better way, involving 3, 6 and 9, until the listening problem the current trustee has kicked into gear and has delayed it indefinitely, despite her claims otherwise. Time will tell. We're now going to go on another journey through the nine. And this is the nine realms or veils, depending on your understanding. And it's said that the nine realms are collapsing from above and compressing from below. As above, so below. And all will be left is Midgard. Now the nine worlds were sheltered by the cosmic tree, Yggdrasil. And here are some of the worlds. Asgard, the home of the Æsir gods. Now most of the best known Norse gods and goddesses belong to the Æsir, including Odin, Thor, Frigg, Tyr, Loki, Balder, Heimdall, Idun and Bragi. Now interestingly in the Stargate series, Thor is depicted as a grey ET being. All humans in the higher densities have the capability to look like a biological grey. I say that as many of the greys are not biological, but technological bots. They're mechanical. So why would humans look like greys in space? Or some humans, not all. Because they would have less density. So there's no need for muscles or mass, which would give us all a spindly look, just like some of the greys. Those that remember the story of the P-45 and the P-52 species will understand that more. So the key is, soul development onto the higher planes is the universe's greatest dietary cure, as you're only about 10% of your body weight. Vanaheim, home of the Vanir gods. They fought the giants who wished to drag us into the underworld. Now, there was not just one form of giants. There were many, some good, some bad. But of note in relation to the Vanir gods, it came as a surprise to me that the name of one of the goddesses in that realm, whose name means the goddess of fullness. Fullness means completion, which is the number 9. She wore 2 open spirals on her left arm, which is the 6 or 9, depending on your viewing perspective. The name of that goddess, it is spelt G-N-A. The goddess of fullness returns, which could well symbolise to the fullness return of the G-matter, but also signal the return of another version of the one-on-one with the one. In Norse mythology, GNA is a goddess who runs errands in other worlds for the goddess Frigg and rides the flying sea-treading horse Hofvarpnir. Hofvarpnir and the 8-legged steed Sleipnir have been cited examples of transcendent horses in Norse mythology. And in chapter 35 of the prose Edda book, Gylfaginning. Yes, I got that right. Gylfaginning. The enthroned figure of Hai provides brief descriptions of 16 Asnjurs. And Hai lists GNA as 13. Is that another of the 12 plus 1, the hidden 13th? And Hai adds that GNA rides the horse Hofvarpnir, and that this horse has the ability to ride through the air and atop the sea, which adds a whole new meaning of ride the waves. Hai ends his description of GNA by saying that from GNA's name comes the custom of saying that something Gnefer, which means looms, when it rises up high. The next realm is Alfheim, home of the Light Elves. The Light Elves are the origin of the Tooth Fairy, and the Light Elves had a glow around them like an angel description. Perhaps they are one and the same. And it is said that the Light Elves are fairer to look upon than the sun. The next realm, Nidavellir, home of the Dwarfs. This world and beings are connected to the moon, called Mirkheim, comprising of Mirkheim, which means darkness, and Heim, which means home, the world of darkness, the dark abode. These are the trolls, said to be of mythology, and they are said to inhabit the world of the dark elves also. Jotunheim, the abode of the giants. From Jotunheimr, the Jotnar menace the humans in Midgard and the gods in Asgard, the story says. The river Ifingr separates Asgard, the realm of the gods, from Jotunheimr, the land of the giants. And that is why Thor, Odin and others were slaying the giants. Now Thor slain the main giant after one of his ilk betrayed him, Loki. All very Cain and Abel, that. The next realm, Svartalfheim, home of the dark elves. Oh my. That is the realm and origin of Batman. Batman is a dark elf. For those who have seen them, it looks like the Dark Knight version of Batman in the movies. Well, it doesn't look like, it is. Now, dark elves are fairly evil. And maybe they have a realm on Earth and is in our own backyard, New York. And no, I'm not joking either. New York is called Gotham, which is the home of the dark elf Batman. And I'm just waiting for them to confirm it in lights from the previous twin towers to a single tower from which a beam of light is cast into the night sky, and it's just missing the bat emblem at the end of it. Next realm, Hell, with a single L, home of the unworthy dead, is a replica of Hell with double L and is run by a female called Hell with a single L. One has to ask, what is it with females and the underworld and moon? As above, so below. The word Hell, single L, has other related terminology, and it's something we have warned of and about. Other related early Germanic terms and concepts include the compounds Halja Runo and Halja Wichan. Halja is related to Hell, single L. Runo is ruins, and Wichan looks suspiciously like Wiccan to me. The feminine noun Halja Runo is formed with Haljo Hell, attached to Runo, mystery, secret, runes. R-U-N-E-S, not ruins. It has descendant cognates in the Old English Hell Rune, which means possessed woman, sorceress, diviner, the old High German Heli Runa magic, which means this is the realm of witchcraft. Niflheim, the region of everlasting cold and endless night, home of mist, is a location which sometimes overlaps with the notions of Niflhel and Hell. Now later it became the abode of Hel, the goddess daughter of Loki, and the afterlife for her subjects, those who did not die a heroic or notable death. Sounds like another version of the astral to me. So, what is left after that lot? Midgard, the home of humankind. Which kind of human has not really been defined. But it is all we have, and we should treasure it, nurture it, and develop it in a much better way than we have. And yes, there has been much interference, but we allowed that interference to flourish. When each one of us has the capability to change that and our path. Right. Quite a show. And this could have ended on that, which is a fairly powerful ending. But there's things going on currently that need to be said, and they're of urgent need. And the final portion of tonight's show involves an audio of someone very familiar to THI members, an impassioned speech in many ways, but also contradictory in some parts that is still not being addressed. I can hear and feel the pain in your voice. I know you too well.
IMF, or the World Bank, or the Federal Reserve, or General, whatever their names are either going to come to the party right now, or we are prepared to go it alone.
We are prepared to go it alone. That was said in a piece 2 to 3 years back to these people. And they, like Kim, have a listening problem. The reality is, we have always gone alone. Always.
We will fix global banking. We're in a position to do that. I've been working days and days and days on how to do it without anyone because I don't know if they're going to come to the party. And I don't know if they're going to start yes on Monday, no on Tuesday. And if one more...
We fixed the banks over 2 years ago, Kim. Why does it need refixing now?
Our general calls us up and says, what about Trump? You know what? That guy never honored any of his words to me and to all the people listening to this call. It was all about him all the time in his position and how he wants to be the savior of the world. And until he becomes a real patriot and is ready to take a step down and take a proper position in the world and just use all his resources to help rebuild this planet and rebuild this country, we have nothing to talk about.
The same generals and Trump I requested you many times from as far back as December 2018 to cut them off. I kept telling her, Trump is playing you like a fiddle. I wish I was wrong. Sadly for me and Kim, I wasn't. It was all about him, she said. But you do realise, Kim, that is what the people are saying of you also. Words are not enough to prove otherwise. Actions are, and corrective actions on your part have been in short supply.
Because any patriot, not only of the United States, but of Canada or anywhere in the world, right?
Yeah.
You know, we've all stepped up because we care about each other. We care about our kids. We're scared to death of what's going to happen to our grandkids if we don't. And we're right. We want to live to see our grandkids, right? Or if you already have grandkids, your great-grandkids. We want a better world for all of them. And we are setting the standard. So be good to each other. Be kind to each other. You don't have to get along. but be civil, right? We all have differing opinions of different things, but the world is dependent on you. I know Mary might not like George, and George might not like Fred, and Fred might not like, you know, Helen, but please, for the sake of the entire planet and the entire human race, we are, including myself, are depending on you right now. So please try to put your differences aside. Take things to a proper vote. Put forth your proposal in an appropriate manner. And then everybody votes on it. And if it's approved, it's approved. If it's declined, it's declined. If you appeal it, you appeal it. But let's handle ourselves like respectable people that are intending on restoring this planet, which is what we all want. Don't get...
Including myself, she said, we are depending on you right now. Indeed, Kim, and there lies the damn problem. You divided the people you are supposed to lead. You dismissed thousands of people around the world as irrelevant, all because they are connected to one man. That same one man and people who did everything to support you. The book stops with you. You are the appointed leader. Now act like one. Whining over Trump and generals was your remit. You chose to engage them and it failed. Crying about people needing to come together is your remit, as it was you who divided the one group humanity had assembled in the right way to take us forward. Let's handle ourselves like respectable people, she said. Again, Kim, I'm sorry, but that is all on you. Have you exhibited that trait? Clearly not. The reason for discord in your own group is because you never addressed a single thing or question. Again, divisive. Life force, like circular white light, is fallen apart. Why? Because it was not started out with the right intention. Liam will tell you that, as it is his quote. THI has grown considerably in that time, despite your attempts with Tank to disrupt it. Why is that? Because we have the right intention and the right people is why. Kim went on to mention about issues in her private life. But the whole issues, including what is happening to her in her private life now, which was drastically reduced between August 2018 and May 20, in her words, not mine, are all down to you, Kim. You created this mess, but do you have the moral fibre to correct it? So all the people have the chance to go forward together. There are circumstances for your errors. There is no manual for these jobs. Jobs plural, not single. Single, as you have found out, did not work. It has not worked. One on one. With the one. Do you remember that, Kim? But continuing to ask people to do things you yourself have not exhibited, you yourself has caused, is not only disingenuous, but has failed you and all the people that you're supposed to represent. At which point will you see that? How far does the pain, suffering and division have to go on, Kim, before you realise you are central to it? Your championing of Trump led to lockdowns and vaccines. Again, you don't wish to hear that, but those are the cold, hard facts. Projecting, pointing away and going blah, 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 I can't hear you for 13 months has not served you well, has it? One look in the mirror tells you that, if you're being honest with yourself. The easy thing in life is to say, I made a mistake. It's not a big deal. No one lost, no one won from making a mistake. It is a learning lesson, nothing more and nothing less. The hardest thing in life is covering up a mistake. It leads to lies and more lies to cover up that one error of judgment. I will say it again. A mistake which makes you humble is much better than an achievement which makes you arrogant. This has been the Truth, Honour and Integrity Show. My name's Thomas Williams. And bye for now. But this final song is for our members from me. But it's also a poignant reminder to the trustee. Who lifted who? Bye for now.